Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner for this Tuesday on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers here with you. Well, it's a pleasure talking with this man who we had a chance to visit early this summer with a special concert in Blairsburg. But this man will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Iowa version, coming up this weekend for Labor Day. Christopher Furman joins me here at KQWC today. Christopher, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Good to be here.
Well, good to be with you this morning. So I bet this is quite a high honor. I think we talked about this last summer before the concert held in Blairsburg at the Opera House.
Yeah, it was, they kind of let me know a little bit ahead of time, and I kind of knew it was coming. And it's nice to have the honor to be inducted and join some of my friends that I've played with all these years. And gosh, they've got a good lineup here this year that they're going to have. So it'll be a great show on Sunday.
What was your reaction when you found out about that?
Oh, I was surprised and elated and just happy to be a part of it. We were inducted with the Memory Brothers here several years ago, and so I got to enjoy that with the group that I played with for so many years. So, looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Now let's talk more about what you'll be doing this weekend at the festival there, Christopher.
Well, they've got 3 days of activities that's going on, and they'll have a membership meeting and a party and a tribute concert on Friday night, and then Saturday they'll have an inductee orientation to let the inductees know what the rules and regulations of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are. Then they'll have, on Saturday, they're having an Iowa Rocks Youth Talent Competition at 1 o'clock. And it gives a lot of new musicians an opportunity to get up there and play and make a name for themselves. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then Sunday, they have the induction ceremony at the Sammy Center there in Spirit Lake in the afternoon. And then at night, they'll have the induction concert at 5:30.
And that'll be played at the legendary Roof Garden Ballroom.
Correct.
That has seen so much history through the years.
Oh, my goodness. It's been, I've had a history with it going back to play with, the first time I played there with John Stafford and Joe Willie and Wayne Groof and Tony Neibauer, and that was about 1974. 75.
49 years ago.
Yes, and we played the Roof Garden. Never forgot it. Years ago, went back there as a musician and started playing the Crescent Beach Resort. Mm-hmm. And I could land there for a month of June and enjoy the lake, and yeah. I never forgot that. So that's I ended up raising my kids there, and they're all close there at Okoboji. They never left the area. It's just a great place, great playground.
You got that right. And still going strong after all these years. Of course, the amusement park has come back in a way after being run down for some time, I believe.
Yes. A fellow by the name of Chuck Long came in
years
ago and bought the amusement park and really breathed new life into it. And they've rebuilt the roller coaster. It's all new wood now.
Yeah.
And they've just brought it a long ways. And the area's developed also, with places like the Barefoot Bar. That came in and really changed the area and brought new life. So I've enjoyed playing there at the Barefoot also in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Barefoot Bar still going strong after all these years. And, of course, they'll be closing for the season latter part of September, I believe.
Yep. And they close her up and wait for next spring.
There you go. So, you don't have the list of the other entertainers, do you?
We got a group. They've got the other groups that are going to be playing at the concert will be the Rathbones, Renegade, and then they'll have the All-Stars, which is made up of myself and 12 other people. And those people are coming from all over the United States. We've got Melanie Rosales coming from Oregon. Rebecca Fox coming from Chicago, Jimmy Wright, Ryan, he's from Fairfield, he's a local guy. But, you know, all these people are getting together, and we'll be putting together the All-Star Band. And then the Mercurys, the Tractors, DC Drifters, Rushmore, Young Raiders, and the House of Larger Sizes are the other groups that are going to be inducted along with us.
Very unique names for those groups.
Yeah, definitely. No. So, and they come from all over the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And some from out of state, such as yourself.
True. So.
Very good. So that's coming up this Sunday night, and that's taking place at 5:30, and that's at the Roof Garden Ballroom there at Arnold's Park.
Correct.
Overlooking Lake Okoboji.
Going to be a good time.
It should be. And that's Sunday night starting at 5:30. Of course, you'll be up there with all the other inductees rehearsing and so forth.
Yep. Come out and see the park and enjoy the music and have a good time.
That's the name of the game. Of course, you appeared at an event at the Opera House in Blairsburg not too long ago.
That was fun.
I bet it was just hotter than you know what.
Well, you know, they got great air conditioning there.
That's good to know.
You know, and it wasn't as hot as I thought it was going to be,
mm-hmm.
but it was packed. And everybody was comfortable, and we had a great night of music.
Would you be willing there, Christopher, to do another event next summer?
We have some ideas on the table now. And if it comes through, it'll be just as good or better than this year.
At the Opera House in Blairsburg.
Yes.
Nice to see that building put to good use. Of course, at the end of each month, they have a little jam session with some people there.
I would like to make that jam session sometime. I've heard of they get together there. I'd sure like to get together and play with some of those people.
And one time, the Northeast Hamilton High School had a play on the stage.
Well, they did?
Yes, they did, a number of years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a nice place, and I, you know, like I say, the air conditioning, it kept up very well, and it was made it very comfortable for everybody.
I bet it did.
So
again, a very high honor for you, Christopher Furman, coming up this weekend at Lake Okoboji, being one of the many inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there. So, and tickets are still available for the concert.
Yeah. You know, maybe next year you'll be in.
There is rumor I'm probably going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I hope so.
There's some talk about that, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I'll make sure I talk to the powers that be.
I like how you say
we can make that happen.
That be on there. There was plenty of the powers that be that happened a few weeks ago, so I know that. But anyway, please attend and have a good time up at Lake Okoboji with the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame event. Christopher Furman, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good to be here, Pat. Good to see you.
Community Corner for a Tuesday. I'm Pat Powers.